They kept on going, collecting more and more money. They never stopped collecting money. The army, some say, told everybody, keep on bringing us money without any end. Know what Nebuchadnezzar used to do? He used to ride on a rezocher, he used to ride on a lion, a zocher, male lion, and he would tie a snake around its head. What the Pesukim Yirmiyahu says, Vagam es chayos hasodeh nosati lo liavdoi. That even the chayos hasodeh was also never to Nebuchadnezzar, the Rosha. As Bashas, he ruled, Himamashak even ruled over the chayos also. So even the snakes also was around the head of the lion that he was riding on. So Rashi learns, Rabbi Yisera Saftali, Layacha shoya zayim shona behema. There was a matziv that for 7 years Nebuchadnezzar turned into be a behema. The Choslo Machus later became a melech again. He was proud then. He was able to tie around a snake on the head of the lion and ride it like that. What was the matzav of Nebuchadnezzar? The pasuk says, "V'daber dover." We had shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shochil. Did not let her talk the same way you talk on the weekday on Shabbos. Hilkach. Also, loymed dover pliny eselamocher. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. If it's something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to just speak out and say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. You're not allowed to do. See, the Mishnah says, Vadafku dover shosal asis for Shabbos. Something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And I feel what's on in Issa the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to talk about to say, tomorrow, I'm going to take my car and go someplace. Because it's also the driver car. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to go tomorrow and buy Schoira, because you're not allowed to buy things on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says some people are making a Lodvar mitzvah, it's mutter. If you want to say you're going to buy a Sefer Torah, you're going to buy a Svarim, or something to get a Lodvar mitzvah, then you could be making. V'yafilu b'sicho dvorim b'teilim osel harbis. Stam shmuzing, you should talk less on Shabbos as much as possible. Like we always spoke out in Taisvus and Yishalmi, that Taisvus brought down that Yishalmi says, Bekushi, they will mat you to say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. Means Vikr, Mikr, Adin, Atzadi Gomer, like you should talk as least as possible on Shabbos. He spoke out, Dinyan is because it says that Hashem rested on Shabbos. Now what malacha did Hashem do the whole week? It says, Hu Omar Vayehi, Hashem said, and He created the world. So Hashem's malacha was talking. Therefore, if you want to be doima to Hashem a little bit, it's not to talk. So kids said, Dvorim B'Telem, also you shouldn't talk as least as possible. But people that say over Shmuas, some say people things that happen. About it, not talking Lashon Hara, talking about things you're not to talk about. But they enjoy it. To them, it's a big oiniglehem muta. They don't allow to talk. The person enjoys it, he's allowed to have enjoyment on Shabbos. He's allowed to tell over stories, what happened, what's doing. Then you are allowed to talk. Lesapram b'Shabbos, kumay b'chol. If you enjoy it, then you can talk even on Shabbos as much as b'chol. But if you don't enjoy telling over a story, but you know your friend doesn't enjoy to hear it, then you're not allowed to talk to say it over to your chavrim. Because of his enjoyment, you're not allowed to be over an Isser. Like for you to be marba b'dibur, you're not allowed to. So the Mishmur says, but Louis, so you're going to have a tremendous hanor. The fact you're going to make your friend happy, then it's mutter. Like then you invite, you're saying the story because you're going to enjoy it. You can tell your kid a story, and your kids are going to enjoy it. And because he's going to enjoy it, you're going to enjoy it also. You'll also be happy, then it's mut. Right to base. Also, Lisko Poyalim, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. For Loy Loymer Len Yehudi, Lisko Loy Poyalim. You can't even tell a guy on Shabbos, do me a favor, go hire me another guy to work for me after Shabbos. Lisko Loy Poyalim Shabbos. Afal P, Shena Yisrael, Sarach Liyasum Locha, El Liachra Shabbos. Even though the work has to be done on Sunday, Monday, you're not allowed to hire the worker on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire somebody on Shabbos. Shekol ma shuasa lasoisoi, also leim len yehudi lasoisoi. And anything you yourself can't do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it for you on Shabbos. And just like you can't hire a worker for yourself on Shabbos, you can't tell a guy to hire a worker for you on Shabbos. V'yafilu leim aloi kredim haShabbos. V'yafilu leim aloi kredim chashecha lasoisoi b'Shabbos osa. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Friday, do me a favor and on Shabbos hire me workers. You're not allowed to do. You can't tell a guy beferish on Friday to do something for you on Shabbos. But you have a little heter. Avamuta loy maloy achra Shabbos. You tell him after Shabbos. Loma loy yasisa dava pleni b'Shabbos shavar. Hey, how come you didn't do this for me last Shabbos? This she could tell you. But derech remiza to be meramis to the guy, that's mutter. Afal pi shemevi mitoch tevorov sheritzoyne sheyasena b'shabbes abo. Even though the guy will understand himself now that you really want him to do this, and the next Shabbos will come to do this malacha for you, that's mutter. It is only also tell a guy beferish, come and do a malacha for me. That you can't tell him to do if he's going to do it on Shabbos. But you let it be meramis to him, let it tell him, no, I would enjoy this malacha to be done to me. Then if he comes himself and does it, that's mutter. It's mutter that this is providing what you told him erev Shabbos. If you tell him on Shabbos, then it's still aser. But if you tell him before Shabbos, derech remiza, he just ramas and tell me, no, I would like you to do this thing for me, then it's mutter if he does it for you on Shabbos. But what does it mean it's mutter? We'll see later. It's mutter providing you're not allowed to have hanor from the malacha on Shabbos. You can't have hanor enjoyment from malacha that a guy does for you on Shabbos. No, you have to wait after Shabbos before Shiyasu. You have to wait an hour or so till it would have been enough time to do the malacha for you after Shabbos. The moshe, if you're ramas to a guy, you would like him very much to heat up the bath for you. So he comes and heats up the bath for you on Shabbos. So if you told him Erev Shabbos, derech remiza, just I would like you to know, if it's being done, I would like it very much, then it's mutter. When the guy comes on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But when that's when you're not allowed to have a nor from the hot bath on Shabbos, or else even right after Shabbos, you can't have a nor from it till after it takes enough time pass by that you could heat it up after Mitzvah Shabbos. But at the actual malach, the guy is doing it for you, it's only us if you tell him to do it. But if he comes himself and does it, a derech remiza, then it's mutter. Vayit Gimel. Also, liten len Yehudi moyes me'er Shabbos. You can't give money to a guy on Friday. Liknas leiv Shabbos. Then he should go to the market and buy you clothing on Shabbos, buy you something on Shabbos. That's also because the fact you're telling a guy to buy something for you on Shabbos, and he's doing a malach for you on Shabbos. That's also. You can tell the guy, you know what? Tomorrow there's a sale. Do me a favor, buy yourself an extra suit. That's mutter. And you can tell the guy, you should know. And it may be after Shabbos. If I want, I'll buy it from you after Shabbos. But since Lamaisa, when the guy goes and buys it on Shabbos, he's buying it for himself. Now, you didn't tell him to buy directly for you. You told him buy it for yourself. Even though you're telling me, Shalom, after Shabbos, maybe I'll buy it off you. And even if he understands that, for the mice, the guy is buying it for himself, that's mutter. The whole Nafkuf Nun. The Mishnah Nafkuf Nun. La yisker adam poyalim b'shabbos. You can't, like we learned aloch yesterday, you can't hire poyalim on Shabbos. You can't hire workers to work for you. La yoymar adam l'chavero. You can't tell your friend either. Lisker loy poyalim. That your friend should go to b'seicha poyalim for you. That's also awesome. Trasha la yisker adam poyalim. Tichsev the pasuk in Shayo says mimtzoy cheftzicha. That means you shouldn't do things on Shabbos that's cheftzicha nogeya to you. You're only supposed to do things that's nageh to Shemayim. But things take care of your own needs. You shouldn't take care of your own needs, your chel, your vocha, the kanis on Shabbos. So this is called your own needs, that you have to hire a worker for you to do work for you in the middle of the weekday. So you're not allowed to hire him on Shabbos. And who are then you can't tell your chaver? So drashi b'gemara porach pshita, havada. Hekivan duhu osa chaver anami osa. Since you can't do the malach havada, you can't tell your friend to do it. Do a Yisrael hu, poshid your friend is a Yisrael. If you tell him to do it, you're over the evil. And now let him tell your friend, go hire me poilim. Since you can't do it, he can't do it. You're making over the evil. You're over the evil. So Gemara will discussion. Vaitas in the Mishnah, Ein machshichim alatchum. You can't on Shabbos or near Moitzoy Shabbos walk towards the Tchum. Today, that as soon as Shabbos is over, you'll be able to be by the Tchum. Lisko loy poilim. As you want to hire again workers, and the workers live outside the Tchum, so you want to be able to get to them very fast after Shabbos, so on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk to Kadeh, you should be by the Tchum, the end of the city, Kadeh, that right after Shabbos you run, you go to the Poilim. You're not allowed to do that. Machshichim al Tchum. You're not allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, Liskoloi Poilim. Even though your Kavanah is only after Shabbos to hire the workers, still you can't walk there. To bring yourself closer on Shabbos, to bring yourself to the end of the Tchum, means the end of the city. And you'll wait there. Today you should be near the place where you get workers. or else you want to go to your paradise, your orchards. Lo'avi peris, in order to bring home peris. Why can you do this on Shabbos just to walk to the end of Tchum? To choldova shasa la'asayse b'Shabbos, osa la'ach shecholov. Anything you can't do directly on Shabbos, you can't be machshir, you can't walk to the Seifat Tchum to wait the kedei that Moitzoy Shabbos, you go to the orchards and bring back the oranges. Hey, since on Shabbos you can't pull off the oranges, who are then you can't even walk there on Shabbos? That's also called Mimsach Efsachon. You're doing your own type of a work. And since it's Nikur, that's the reason why you're going there for, it's awesome. Avu Zat Mishnah. Avu Machshir Hu Lishmor. But you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum, Kedei to be near your fields, that right after Shabbos you walk to where your fields are, Lishmor, just to watch them, to watch over them, make sure everything's going all right. That's Mutter. Because even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to watch your own fields. There's no Isser in Stam watching, looking over your fields. Rashi Avamach Shechu, Liyas Korav Lot, says Lishma Peroisov. V'zeh Dovra Mutter v'Shabbos Lishma Peroisov, Im Hoye B'Teh Tchumai. Hey, if your own fields would have been in your own Tchum that you could walk there, you're allowed to walk just to look over your fields, make sure everything's alright. You're not doing any Malacha. So here, your fields now are Chutz L'Tchum. So you're not allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. But you are allowed to walk on Shabbos to walk mamash to the end of the Tchum, wait at the end of the city. Today, right after Shabbos, you walk further to watch over your fields. That's mutter. Because the walking, it's a hetadik of walking. Like if it would be in the Tchum, your own fields, you would be allowed to watch them on Shabbos. You're not doing any malacha. You start watching over your fields. Melech zot mishno mevi peiros biyodei. Once you're there ready, you walk into the Tchum. Today, to be able to watch your soda after Shabbos, when you go to your field after Shabbos, who are then now you are allowed to bring home with you peiros. Drash you may be peiros biyodoi. Hoyil v'yikah machshav to lohoyil lekach. The ikah reason why you're walking on the tchum is not to bring home peiros. That would be also. You're not allowed to walk at the tchum to be near your fields to bring home peiros, because that you can't do on Shabbos. But since you walk into the tchum, kedai to be able to watch your fields right after Shabbos, which is mutter. And that's your ikka kavona. Now, once you're there ready, by your fields, you're allowed to bring home ready peiros also. That's mutter. So the Mishnah, klal omar abashol. Abashol said a klal. The word kol shani zakoi ba mirosai. Anything you're allowed to say is rishoi yani lahach shecholov. You're allowed to be machshech, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum. Today, that right after Shabbos, you'll go chutz to tchum. So this is the klal. So drashi klal omar abashol. Noisin hoye klal bedover zeh lohoisiv dvorim acherim kiyotzeboy to be matter other things also. Well, the kamim meforesh lasuyimai. Some will explain what does it be moisiv. What other things are you allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum? Today, right after Shabbos, you go chus the tchum. Kol shani zakoy v'amirosi means shani rishoyi loim relechaveroi. Anything I could tell my chaver to do. Oyle nochri b'Shabbos. Or else you're allowed to tell a great to do for you on Shabbos. Lastes l'moitzoy Shabbos, rishoy ni l'hach shecholov. Has anything I'm allowed to tell my friend or a guy to do for me on moitzoy Shabbos? So what then on Shabbos you're allowed to walk to Seifat Chum. We'll see in the Gemara what Abba Shol's be moitzoy. So the Gemara. Pshita, maishinu maishinu chaveroi. His Mishnah says you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. And who are then you can't tell your friend to hire workers. For the Gemara pshita it's also. What's the difference between you and your chaver? The pshita your chaver is a Yisrael. No, we're talking about Yechaver is a goy. So that's a chiddush. You're not allowed to tell your goy, you're not allowed to tell your friend, the goy, to hire workers for you on Shabbos. For the Moravaita, Maskev lo Rav Ashi, Amir lo Nochri Shvus. As we already know this halacha, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's an issur mid rabbanan. So anything you can't do, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do for you. So pshita you can't tell a goy to go hire workers for you. Rashi Amir lo Nochri Shvus. We had a mission before. If a guy comes on Shabbos to put out the fire, you're not allowed to tell him come and put it out. You're not allowed to tell him to do the malacha for you. So we learned already the Issa Amir al-Yakim, you can't tell a guy to do a malacha. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is talking about the chiddush that you can't tell your friend, even though your friend is Yisrael. So the Chura Pshita, like what's the Chiddush Avad you can't tell your friend? The same way you can't tell your workers, you're not allowed to tell your friend to tell your workers. So Gemara, no, Hok Kamashpun, there's a Diyik from the Mishnah to tell us the Chiddush. The Diyik is like this. A person can't tell his friend on Shabbos, scholarly poilim. I want you to go and rent me, hire me workies. You can't tell that to your friend. Avol, but the deek though, you know what you could tell your friend? Avol oimer odim lechaveroi. A friend is a ladder. One person could tell his friend on Shabbos. Hanira, that I see you, like you're close with me. She tamad imil erev. I could tell you, you know what? Be with me tonight. Hey, by my tzoy Shabbos, come back to me. Be near me. That's what you ought to tell him. So you're not telling him a favor, you're going to hire him to do the malach at night, but it's like derech remiza. Well, you understand by the fact you tell your friend, be in my house right after Shabbos, so we understand that you have some business for him to do. Still, you're allowed to say that, since it's on a derech remiza. So Drashi, you can't tell your friend outright, hire me workers, or I want you to work for me. But if you say it's tam, it's not clear, it's only derech remiza, then it's mutter. I'm allowed to tell you, see if you could fit into your schedule to be by me at the end of Shabbos. That's what I could tell my friend. Look around, see if you could be by me after by Mitzvah Shabbos. Im tov yalal l'shetechshach, or shneim yoidim, by telling this to your friend, both of you know, shal manas l'soichwe l'polosai hum aziroi. The reason why you're asking your friend, could you be by my house right after Shabbos, is because mastam you have work for him, and you want him to work for you. But since you didn't speak it out, behedyon shari. Can the forest time come on? We'll soon explain why. Dibur osar hiramuter. Is Allah only dibur is osar? We'll soon see v'dabed dover. You're not allowed to speak about dvorim shalchol on Shabbos, but here is muter. Stam to be maharer, that's muter. So mainly here, saying something derech remiza, you're not telling your friend outright, come to my house, I want you to work for me. That's dibur. But you're only saying, can you be by my house after Shabbos? You didn't speak about doing malacha. You only maharer, like you're thinking about it. Thinking about malacha is muter on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to talk about it. But to think about it is muter. Right. See if it's possible that you could be by me right after Shabbos. O masni siman, who is our Mishnah go like? Kriyab Yeshua ben Korcho. Titania. Lo yoimer odim lechaveroi. The Tanakhama says, no, it's also. A person can't tell his friend. Hanira, see if it's possible, shetamad imil erev, that at Mitzvah Shabbos, or right at the end of Shabbos, if you could be by me. The Tanakhama says that's also awesome. Because we understand what you mean to say is, you want to work for me, so you can't say it. We have Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer. He says, Oimer Odom Lechaveroi. Hanira, a person is allowed to tell his friend on Shabbos. See, Shetamot Imulerev. See if it's possible that you could be by me right after Shabbos. That's Mutter. So this is of Yeshua ben Korcho Talocho. So our Mishnah goes like Yeshua ben Korcho. And Omar Rabba Babachono Omar Rabbi Yechanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kev Yeshua ben Korcho. We take a paskin like Yeshua ben Korcho. The Yomar Rabba Bavachon, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Yeshua ben Korcho. What's the time? Why is Yeshua ben Korcho mad to you to just hint to your friend, to tell him, you should know if it's possible, be by my house right after Shabbos. You're allowed to hint to him. Why can you hint to him? Either you understand by this hint that you mean to tell him, be by my house, I want you to work for me. Why is it mutter? The Yechsev, because the Pasuk says, Mimtsoi Cheftzachon. V'daber dover. Torah says these are things you shouldn't do on Shabbos. You shouldn't do your own cheftzicho. You shouldn't do work what's not pertaining to yourself as cholidika work. V'daber dover. You shouldn't talk about it either. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. V'darshen dibur osar. You're not allowed to talk it outright. Dibur is osar. Abihira mutter. Just to think about it is mutter. So mele, if you only say v'derech remiza, you're only hinting to your chaver, from the actual dibur you said, you didn't tell him come to work for me. So since you didn't speak it out, you just hinted to him, that's only called hirur. You're thinking about it, and you're allowed to think about malacha. That's mutter. So the Gemara, Romile Rav Acha Ba Rav Hune L'Rova. He has the kasha to Rova. Mi Yomer Rav Yechanan. Is it true that Rav Yechanan now paskins like Yeshua ben Korcho? And you're telling me the svar is dibur osar. Hirur mutter, the Torah only asks to the dibur, to say to do malacha, you can. But to think about it is mutter, is that Rav Yechanan Shita? Alma, you see Rav Yechanan holds, hirur lav kedibur domi. Stam thinking about something is not considered like you said it, you spoke about it. Speaking about malacha is osar on Shabbos, but to think about malacha is mutter on Shabbos. So you see, hirur thinking is not the same thing as talking. For the Gemara Kasha, the Yomar Rabba Babachona, Omer Rav Yechanan, b'chol mokom mutter laharur. Any place you go, you're allowed to think and learning.
a lot of be maharer think in learning Torah. Chutz mi beis hamerchitz, a chutz when you go into the bathhouse, there you're not allowed to think in learning Torah. Or mi beis hakisei, when you go inside the beis hakisei, you're not allowed to think about learning Torah. So what's the kasha? You see, Rabbi Yochanan holds just like you can't say divrei Torah there, who then you can't think in your mind divrei Torah. So you see, l'chura here, we're thinking about divrei Torah, has the same halacha like talking in divrei Torah. So by Amir Eliak, by Shabbos should be the same thing. If you can't talk about business, you shouldn't be allowed to think about business. So tomorrow, no. Shani Hostam is a different din over there. That din that you can't say divrei Torah in front of Tzoya or in the Beis HaKisei, the din, because the Pasuk says, for hoyo machanecha kodesh, for lekka. The Pasuk there says that your machanecha, where you live, should be kodesh. That means there shouldn't be any Tzoya there. There shouldn't be any shmutz there. So we dash him in the Pasuk of Rashi, voyo machanecha kodesh, voloi ksiv bei dover. Here the Pasuk doesn't say dibur, like you shouldn't talk in front of Tzoya. Now the Pasuk is telling you where you live, where you are around, it should be b'kedusha, there shouldn't be any tzoya there. What's the hesber? The taima mishum the Yisrael maharim tamim b'divrei Torah. Why? Because usually Yidden are considered thinking about divrei Torah. And the lacha is you're not allowed to think in divrei Torah when you go near tzoya, in the Beis HaKisei, or in the Beis HaMerchitz, where there's shmutz there. You're not allowed to think in learning Torah. So the Pasuk says, Lashon, V'ho yomachnecha kodesh. Yomachneh, where you're living, in other words, where you are thinking and learning Torah, should be kodesh. V'leka. And here, where you're in the Beis HaKisei, or you're in the Beis HaMerchitz, it's not called the Mokom Kodesh. Kodesh here means clean from Tzoya. There it's a shmutzig place. Therefore, you're not allowed to learn Torah there. But the Torah doesn't say a word of Dibur. So Mela, if the Torah says Dibur, then we say only talking is awesome, but thinking is mutam. But here the Torah doesn't say a Lashon Dibur. It says Tam Yamachna should be Kaddish. Shall we dash in the Hezbri is because people think in learning Torah, and the Torah doesn't want you to think in learning Torah, but Mokim HaBeis HaKisei. That's why Yamachna should be Kaddish. Beleka. For the Gemara, Hochinami Ksiv, the Marnot, it's still Shver. Hochinami Ksiv, the end of the Pasuk says, V'lo Yiroi Becho Ervas Dover. You should not see an Ervas Dover. That says a Lashon Dibur. So we dash in from here. That what? That Dibur, talking in Torah, should not be done in front of an Erva. And that's halacha. If somebody's naked, and you, if you're in front of somebody that's Orim, that's naked, you're not allowed to learn Dibur Torah. In front of an Erva, you can't learn Dibur Torah. Why can't you say Dibur Torah in front of an Orim? Now this pasuk. The pasuk says, V'lo yira b'cho Ervas dover. You should not see an Erva, and Dibur is also. So we dash from Muslim say, who has more empty Gemara? So the kasher is, the Havamina is talking about Machnecha Kodesh. It's also talking about a Beis HaKisei and about a Beis HaMerchitz. And here the Pasuk says Dibur. So the Chorur should say, only you can't speak out a Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei. But the Chorur to Maharat, the thinking in your mind should be Mutter. So the Gemara no. Ahumi Boyelei, the second Pasuk of Lo Yiroi B'chor Ervas Dover, goes on a different halacha. Ahumi Boyelei like Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomar Rabbi Yehuda. Akum Orim, if you have a goy, even if he's a goy, but he's Orim, he's undressed, is also likrois kriyashma kenegdai. You should know you're not allowed to say kriyashma, who had in any divrei Torah, you're not allowed to say in front of an erva. Erva means by a man, the erva is called the aver. If the aver is uncovered, you're not allowed to say kriyashma in front of somebody else, that's Orim. Who had in if you're naked, if you're uncovered, you're not allowed to say kriyashma. Because the Pasuk says, Lo yira b'cho ervas dover. Hey, b'shas, you're saying, divrei kedusha, you should not see an erva. So here we dash in Enoch Nami. This halacha, since the Torah says dibur, only dibur is also. But here is mutter. You're allowed to be mahar in divrei Torah. Even if there's an erva in front of you, but here you're allowed to think in learning Torah. Because here the Torah says, Kula dibur. Lo yira b'cho ervas dover. So only dibur is also. But here is mutter. That's the halacha, two different inim. In a Beis HaKisei, there the issue is from the Pasuk, V'oyo machnecha kodesh. That means kodesh means there shouldn't be tzoya there. There the Pasuk doesn't say dibur, so even thinking and learning is also in a Beis HaKisei on a Beis HaMerchitz. Mashenka in front of an erva, that's not a Beis HaKisei, that's not a tzoya, that's the other Pasuk. That lo yira b'cho ervas dover. You shouldn't see an erva, you can't say dibur terva, the other terva does say the word dibur, so only to speak out, Divrei Torah is awesome. But if you just want to think about it, like look in a sefer and don't speak it out, just think in your mind, that's mutter to think even in front of an erva. Well, the Amar of Yehuda, Akum Orim, you have a goy that's Orim, also likras kriyash mekenegdoi. Fred Gemara, my hero Akim, I feel Yisrael Nami, Anami Loi. Why do you say Dafka in front of a goy that's undressed? I feel Yisrael also, it's awesome. And the Gemara Enechanami, loy mi boy kama, telling you a chiddush. Loy mi boy, not only Yisrael the Oser, not only in front of the Yisrael, that's Orem, that's undressed, that's naked. You're not allowed to say the Rekdush in front of him, you can't say the Dibur, Avalakim. But I would think if you only have a goy that's undressed, since the Pasuk says about a goy, Asher b'sacha moirim b'sorim, that a goy is doyma to a chamor to a donkey, is a mashap a dummy. I would think just like you're allowed to say divrei kedusha in front of a donkey, maybe you can say it in front of a goy also, even though the goy is orim. Kamashmula, no. Kamashmula, what? That a goy's erva has a shame erva, and you're not allowed to say divrei kedusha in front of an orim dika goy. And the Gemara, maybe a goy, since the pasuk calls him like a chamor, his erva doesn't have a shame erva. Maybe you are allowed to say divrei kedusha in front of a goy that's naked. And the Gemara, amakro, the ervas aviyam leiro. It says by Noach that when the brothers, when the shame chum, when they went out, it says they didn't see ervas aviyam leiro, that the Torah calls it an erva. So these are called by Bnei Noach, didn't have a shame Yisrael yet. So see, the Torah calls it an erva. Shashi b'erva savim, alma erva hi b'ben noyach. You see, by a ben noyach, they didn't have a shame Yisrael yet, still the Torah calls it an erva. So the kids are by a goy, the erva is called an erva. And, so Mela, it's also taka to say divrei Torah in front of an erva. In front of an erva Yisrael, and hu adin avad in front of an erva Yisrael, in front of ervas Yisrael. Avein achanami, hiru taka is mutter, because we hold hiru is lavka dibadami. Only nogeh to say, to think and learning, in a base akisi, a base amerchetz. There the Yisrael from the Pasuk, voyim machnecha kodesh, there it doesn't say a word dibur, therefore there hiru is also. Hashem, whenever the Torah says a word dibur, the Torah only asks the dibur speaking it out, but not thinking. Freddy Gemara, of a dibur miyosu, is it true that dibur is also for Rav Chizda, for Rav Hamnuna, the Yarmi Tavai, the Kashinel, Dibur Miyos means, is it true that you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos? Is there such an Issa Dibur on Shabbos? So Toys says a Chiddush here, Toys learns with Dibur Miyosar, Toys learns Pirish Minat Torah. But the Kashri is now, is it true that you can't speak about business on Shabbos Minat Torah? Why the Hamid Sharin and Dibur Shamitzvah, the Chlal Dimur Diraisa Shari? Like was soon going to ask the Kasha that they spoke about Cheshboinus Shomitzvah. So who the kashra is, Tariz Bavoni, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe mitzvah is mutter. We're talking about you can't talk about business on Shabbos. Like, what's the Gemara's kasha? So yeah, but Tariz Mashma, the Gemara's kasha now, is it true that Dibur is also midiraisa min haTorah? So even though we're only saying psukim from Yishayo, there's posuk of Mimsa Chetzcha v'David Dover, that's only posuk in Yishayo. But it can't sound like it's an asmacht, it's a strong Yisr. So kasha is, if there's such a strong Yisr that you can't say Dibur, so b'zoi, if there's such an Isser on Dibur, even a Chesh Bonesh Shom Mitzvah should also be Yosser. And now we have a Kasha. I, Barav Chizda, Barav Hamnuna, the Yamr Tavar, they both say, Chesh Bonesh Shom Mitzvah Mutal Chesh Bonesh Shabbos. They say you are allowed to make Chesh Bonesh a fax. You want to build a shul, you're allowed to say it's going to cost $10,000 and we have to get the mortgage here and get there. You are allowed to talk about the Chesh Bonesh Shom Mitzvah. So that's what Tais learns. If the kasher is, if you're going to tell me that Dibur is also from a strong pasuk in Yishayom, it's mash many Dibur v'achesh b'arnis is also. So how could it be mutl? It's v'amitzvah is mutl. The Yomar Rebbe Lezer, Lezer also said, poiskim stokul on the Yom HaShabbos. You're allowed to talk about how much stock you're going to give to the Neim. You're allowed to mention money. You're allowed to say, I'm going to give $20 to the Neim. You're allowed to speak out. Vaitav Yomar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Omar Rabbi Yechanun, mefakhin pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to have meetings and talk about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, how to save people's lives. Or pikuach rabbin, who was in a shayla stam a tzorche rabbin, drashi kagorin l'rashus. He loved afkid v'a mitzvah. Stam, you want to make talk about the tzorche rabbin. You're in the city now. The government, the shayla, where to make the schools, where to make this. You're allowed to talk about tzorche rabbin on Shabbos. Right, even a chiddush for a whole chin the botik kenesiyos lefakeh aliske rabbim. You go to have meetings in the botik kenesiyos to talk about tzorche rabbim b'shabbos. V'yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmen Yom Rav Yechinen holchin letartiyos ulekarkisoyos ulevilsekoyos lefakeh aliske rabbim. These all three different places, big meeting places, but they used to meet even with the government, with the goyim. Abi, it was talking about tzorche rabbim. The government got together, had a meeting on Shabbos, the Goyim were there, the Yisrael and the Eden were allowed to go also. Since they're talking about Tzorchei Rabbim, how to make the streets this way, that way, it's a Tzorch to Rabbim, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. So Drashti Tartiyois, Rekakrasoyos, Obisakoyos. Mine Paltenein, the type of palace is like. places. Sheshom Nesu LeBeis Avad. They used to have meetings there. Even the Goyim were there, but they would discuss Tzorchei Rabim, so it's mutter for Israel to go there. Vayte v'tonah devei Menashe, mishadchin ala tinoikis, liyoris. You're allowed to talk and make shiduchim on Shabbos. And you can talk about a shiduch on Shabbos. So you see, Dibur is mutter on Shabbos. Vayte v'ala tinik lelamdei sefer. You're allowed to talk about sending your kid to cheder on Shabbos. Or lamdei yundus. Even talking about teaching him an teaching him a business, how to make a livelihood, is also mutter to talk about on Shabbos. So Rashi lumad umnis, donami mitzvah, that's also a mitzvah to teach your son how to make a livelihood. The whole shayne malamda umnis, whoever doesn't teach his son a trade, a business, is malamda listois. You're teaching him how to be a robber. Because if a guy doesn't know how to make a panosa, ladies, he's going to end up stealing. So it's also a mitzvah. Or mitzvah yafinim mikro b'kedushim b'yishanikness. The Gemara dashes from Sukkim there that the zchiv upon the father to teach his kid an umnis. So therefore, since it's mutter, it's like a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. So here is the stira. So the way Taisus mask, but the kasher is, if you're going to tell me stam, the pasuk says v'dabe dover, you're not allowed to talk about any type of business on Shabbos, and that's like an issim a chomadik issa, like Malatoy says minat Torah, then there shouldn't be any hetl dvar mitzvah. An issa a melacha that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. It's an issa the raisa. There's no hetl to write a sefer Torah on Shabbos, even though you're doing the dvar mitzvah. There's no hetl to be over an issa Torah the dvar mitzvah. So that's the kasher. If you're going to tell me it's a chomadik issa from Yishayom, what's the hetl to talk about cheshbonis on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, in Yishayahu Gufa says the Heter, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Mim Tzoy Cheftzecho V'dabe Dover. You should not be Yosek in Cheftzecho, in your own personal needs, and talk about them on Shabbos. So Idashin, Cheftzecho Asurim. You're not allowed to talk about your own personal needs. You can't talk about the business angle about it on Shabbos. If anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't talk about. That's a diik in the Pasuk in Sheyel Gufo. That's only Cheftzecho is awesome. But Cheftze Shemayim, anytime you're talking about Dvar Mitzvah, about things Nogeir to Shemayim, that's mutter to talk about on Shabbos. And I'm Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel. Cheshboinois Shel Melech, but the Gersa should be Shel Malucho, like Cheshboinois, what's the difference? Or El Shema Bekach, what's the difference? Yes or no? Mutter to Cheshbo Meshabbos. That you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. We'll soon see what that means. Now it's cheshbonis what happened already. You're allowed to say, I spent $1,000 to buy this thing. Since you bought it already, it's not located to business anymore. So you're allowed to say what happened already. That's like Dvorm Shemalbekach. Might not mean it. Yes, no. That you're allowed to say over. So Martanya Nami Hochi. Cheshbonis Shavru. Cheshbonis that happened already. V'shasidim liyus. Or things that will happen to you. Also lecheshbon. Then you're not allowed to make this cheshbon. So soon we'll say this is going to be a stereo. Here it says that cheshbon yishavru, cheshbon that you already did, is also to talk about. And soon we're going to say now at that. Now it says, shel malucho, but cheshbon means what's the difference, yes or no? And Rashi's, shel malucho, or else the shel ma bekaf, like what's the difference, is mutter lechoshbon. You are allowed to make